Let's find out from Philippa Dodds from International Media Intelligence Agency, Meltwater. Good morning. How are you doing, Philippa?
Hi, David. I'm well, thanks. Thank you so much for having me today.
Anytime. Thank you so much. Tell us all about it, because we're all trying Lotto. We are hoping our companies will increase our salaries. We don't realize that we have we have the potential to make money right in our pockets. You wrote to be successful on Instagram, you need two things. What are these two things?
Yes. So of the two most important things that you need to be successful on Instagram, the first and foremost is followers.
Yes.
Of course, you can't have, you know, you can't have any engagement or any likes or comments if you don't already have a following. So for increasing engagement, having a substantial number of followers is crucial. But recently there's been a change in the Instagram algorithm that has been favoring a higher quality engagement rather than profile growth. So you need the second thing too.
Yes.
And the second thing is engagement. So once you have the followers, it's about putting them to work. Building relationships, building priority, building engagement should be your top priority. And how you can do this is by following relevant profiles, starting intelligent conversations on DMs and on comments, and liking and engaging on relevant posts. And of course, you can't have one without the other. You need the engagement to have the followers and vice versa.
It sounds quite involved. It sounds like a full-time job. Am I wrong in thinking that this is something that you'll pretty much have to do all the time?
It does. It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of know-how.
And also, I remember I watched a documentary of a guy who was trying to get followers on Instagram or Twitter. And it was because it sounds easy. And you say you should have to have followers. I then say, it's not easy to get followers. So how do you overcome the small issue? Do you always have to engage, always have to be a part of the clique and all of that?
Yes, you absolutely always have to be engaging, always have to be online. As I said, it does take a lot of time and effort. I'd say my kind of top tips for increasing your following is to offer real value to your audience, to partner with influencers, and to promote outside of Instagram too, so having your other social media channels or your website effective too. And then in the same vein, to increase your engagement, this includes, you know, posting content that sparks conversation, that can get a lot of eyeballs on it, using relevant hashtags, staying on top of trends, using Instagram stories, all these kinds of things. And then I think the most important thing is actually being there and actually doing the engaging instead of just using a bot.
Yes, instead of taking somebody else's engagement and using it as yours.
Yes, exactly.
Is Instagram, because that's the example we're using now, is Instagram the only one that moves you quickly in terms of being an influencer that makes revenue? Or are these other platforms, are they equally as profitable, or can be as profitable as well?
Absolutely. I think they are all as profitable. It just depends on the influencer's niche or the brand's target market. And the YouTube, Facebook, even Pinterest, Twitter, you can be as profitable as an influencer on all of them.
Controversy seems to be one way of getting right, if we can run around SABC not wearing anything and I post myself on Instagram, I might just be an Instagram sensation overnight.
That's one way to do it.
Yes, I've noticed that also controversy has a tendency of attracting an audience towards you. Does it last long? Because my attitude towards it is, you will get them today, but in no time, they'll simply leave you.
Exactly.
Yes. And also it got me wondering about not only the amount of work that goes into all of this, what kind of monies are made from these social media engagements and social media profile and influencing and so forth?
So influencers are actually today not even working any other jobs. So you can be a full-time influencer earning a really hefty salary, and that is the career path of many millennials today.
Yes, and do you have to, the type of brands that are likely to use you, what type of brands are they likely to want you to influence?
So I think the most popular brands are in the fashion and retail industry. I think that this is just because it's easier to have fashion influencers than it is to have kind of any other industry. But, you know, we are seeing more and more influencers even in the B2B industries,
okay.
The technology spheres, science, engineering, and so all kinds of industries are branching out, and it is actually possible to partner with brands no matter what industry they're in.
Is there a clear breakdown of the type of audiences that, say, me, pretty girl, long hair, I have a million followers. Is there a clear breakdown of the type of people that are following me? Because if it's me, pretty girl with long hair and I look good all the time, I'm likely to attract guys. And these guys are not necessarily the buyers of L'Oreal's product that wants to use my influence. Is there do we find that a contradiction in terms when it comes to the influencer and the audience that actually follow them?
Yes, absolutely there is. And this is actually what the Meltwater Social Influencers Tool does, is it helps you differentiate what are the influencers that have a high following but may not be relevant to you as a brand, and the ones that are maybe have an average following, maybe not as high engagement rates, but are the perfect person to speak to your niche that you're trying to target with your brand. So having a good media intelligence tool in place can help you sort out all those problems.
Thank you so much. I want to continue with this because I find it so fascinating. I just don't have the time. I really appreciate it, Philippa.
Thank you, David.
Anytime. It's Philippa Dodds of Meltwater.